第5項
All science tries to reduce the diversity of things in the world to mere differences of appearance, and treats as many things as possible as variants of the same stuff. When Benjamin Franklin found out that lightning is one form of electricity, he made a scientific discovery which proved to be but a step in a very great science, for an amazing number of things can be reduced to this same fundamental something, this protean substance called electricity. The force that holds the firmament together, the crackle of a cat's fur, the heat in a flat iron, the flickering northern aurora. Electricity is one of the essential things in the world that can take on a variety of forms. Its wide mutability makes nature interesting, and its ultimate oneness makes science possible. But if we could not appreciate its different forms as different forms of one thing, then we would have no way of relating them to each other at all. We would not know why sliding our feet over a rug makes the brass doorknob give off a spark at our touch, or why lightning has a preference for metal crosses on church steeples, nor see any connection whatever between these two facts. We have two kinds of knowledge, which may be called respectively knowledge of things and knowledge about them. The former is that direct intimacy which our senses give us, the look and smell and feel of a thing, the sort of knowledge a baby has of its own bed, its mother's breast, its usual view of ceiling and window and wall. It knows these objects just as it knows hunger or toothache. It has what Bertrand Russell has called knowledge by acquaintance of certain things, a most direct and sensuous knowledge. Yet the baby cannot be said to know anything about beds, food, houses, or toothache. To know anything about an object is to know how it is related to its surroundings, how it is made up, how it functions, etc. In short, to know more than the direct sensuous quality of this stuff. We must know what particular shape the stuff is taking in the case of this thing. A child may know the taste and feeling of a scrambled egg without knowing that it is an egg which has been scrambled, in which case he will not associate it with a boiled egg or an omelet. He does not know that these are different forms of the same thing. Neither does he know that in its raw, fresh, natural state, the egg is an original form of chicken, and by more distant relationship, an initial form of a chicken dinner. The only way we can do business at all with a rapidly changing, shifting, surprising world is to discover the most general laws of its transformations. The very word transformation tells us what we are dealing with: changes of form. The growth of science is the most striking demonstration of the importance of forms as distinguished from matter, substance, stuff, or whatever we call that which remains the same when the form of a thing changes. Whenever we may truly claim to have a science, we have found some principle by which different things are related to each other, as just so many forms of one substance or material, and everything that can be treated as a new variation belongs to that science.